The fourth quarter saw a rally in most asset classes and sectors. Yields went down, sending both stocks and bonds higher. The markets have aggressively priced in an economic soft landing, impacting valuations across the board. In terms of U.S. stocks, the quarter began with a forward price-to-earnings or P/E ratio in the mid-17s. Now as we start 2024, this ratio is closing in on 20, significantly higher. A similar trend is observed for bonds. Yields went up significantly in the past 12 months, and yet the fourth quarter's rally sent the U.S. 10-year Treasury yield down to 3.87%. Ironically, this is the same level at which it ended in 2022. Could this brisk market movement in the fourth quarter been excessive? It's possible. We might see some volatility in the early stages of 2024 as the markets assimilate to the latest macroeconomic data and assess whether the optimism at the end of 2023 was warranted. I am Ashish Uttered, Assistant Vice President of Investment Strategy at IG Wealth Management. Join us each week as my colleagues and I discuss the trends dominating the investment landscape. Happy New Year. It's the week of January 1st, 2024. Listen on as we navigate the living market. What a difference a month makes. The most maddening part of making market forecasts is the fact that they don't follow our calendar. What we foreshadowed happening in 2024, the markets priced into stocks and bonds in the last month of 2023. What happened? Both equities and bonds saw strong gains to close out the year. Data showed a robust U.S. consumer base, inflation under control, but even more important, central banks signaled a pause on further interest rate hikes. Central banks in Canada, Europe, and the U.S. are expected to significantly lower interest rates at some point in 2024. Indicators are signaling the manufacturing and earnings slump is fading, and an era of high inflation and high interest rates are coming to an end. There are more indicators pointing to a U.S. recovery rather than a recession. The earnings outlook is now brighter as previous economic soft spots recede, and forward-looking indicators turn positive. All this good news impacted markets, especially valuations, which shifted in the fourth quarter of 2023 to reflect this improved outlook. This means that some early year volatility is possible as the markets digest the latest macroeconomic data and determine if their optimism was warranted or exaggerated. As such, our approach is to maintain balance across asset classes and look for diversification opportunities. We continue to believe that economic data indicates some aspects of the U.S. economy are more consistent with a recovery rather than a recession. Manufacturing activity is showing signs of bottoming out, housing prices are no longer falling, and the Conference Board's index of leading indicators appears to have reached a trough. On a year-over-year basis, recessionary pressures in the United States have eased. While the risk of recession persists, we believe the probability will be much lower over the next 12 months compared to the previous year. In fact, certain sectors of the economy have already navigated their part in these economic developments. But don't be surprised if the market is volatile to begin the year, as a lot of the price increases we saw in stocks and bonds in the last couple of months are explained by things that are expected to happen in 2024 and not actual 2023 data. I am Ashish Uttered, and this has been The Living Market. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment to rate it and share it with colleagues and friends. It will help other like-minded individuals find us. Thanks for listening.
The content of this podcast, including facts, views, opinions, and recommendations, is not to be used or construed as investment advice and is not an offer or an invitation to buy or sell any security. The content of this podcast should not be relied upon for any purpose, and IG Wealth Management is not responsible for any reliance upon it. This podcast includes forward-looking information that reflects our current expectations or forecasts of future events. Forward-looking information is subject to risks, uncertainties, and assumptions that could cause actual results to differ materially from expressed herein. Our views are subject to change based on market conditions. Commissions, fees, and expenses may be associated with mutual fund investments. Read the prospectus before investing. Mutual funds are not guaranteed, values change frequently, and past performance may not be repeated.